Blog Talk Radio.
Family home when something came out called poetry that was louder than a bomb. All the poets were together ready to recite their poetry. I'm calling on all poets all across the diaspora, get your poetry together, because it is going to be one silent night if we don't hear from your bomb of a poetry. Bring your poetry in for tonight. It's a silent night in the God family.
Silent night. Oh, sleep night.
Oh. Now and see the Christ-like male within your child. Silent night. It was a holy, holy night. Family, to until Louder Than a Bomb, we had to break it off to you kind of proper life with a silent night before we brought the bomb on you. Ladies and gentlemen, you are entering into Louder Than a Bomb. This is our first day of the Poetry Slam, so you want to get your poetry and bring it into this house. You want to bring in all of the new things. Come on, you faithful, joyful and all triumphal. Oh, come all ye faithful to the poetry room tonight. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy, ladies and gentlemen. Glory to God in the highest, in the highest. Christ child, the male child, they told me, was born on one Christmas Eve. Come, let us adore him. Oh, come, all ye faithful. Come and be holy. But I'm ready for the Poetry Slam. And if you got your poetry ready, you got to bring it in, because we're singing Christmas carols tonight in conjunction with our poetry. I'm bringing you some brand new material from my most latest book, License to Preach. I'm giving you a license to preach tonight. So if you have something you want to say and you want to put it in a bomb, you can make it louder than a bomb tonight. So for you gents and ladies out there who think you can slam it down louder than a bomb, this is the Eve before Christmas. This whole week we're going to be slamming the poetry down. So bring your best material in and compete with the Omi. And bring it in and talk about your good thing if you have written poetry for your loved ones. This is the time to slam it down. We want it to be louder than a bomb. Louder than a bomb, I said. Bring your poetry in and tell us your story. This is the way you get a chance to talk about your life in the venue of a poem. Now, we had to create the season for the reason to have a poetry slam? No, I don't think so. Whenever you want to talk about your poetry, you can slam it down in the Care to Read room. But tonight we have set aside a special day suggest for this week for the bomb to drop on the hemisphere of poetry that will be louder than a bomb? Get your poetry ready and come on in this room. We're going to go on with our procession, and we're going to hear music in between doing our poetry. We're going to hear this last song, and then we'll go right into our poetry. Stay tuned.
Close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Let all the dear children march in the kingdom to heaven.
Take us to
heaven.
Than a bomb. It's time to get louder than a bomb. I don't know about you, but you should have something to say right about now. So we're going to pull off that poetry, and we're going to allow you to do your poetry. If you are in the room and you have not locked in those numbers yet, why don't you lock in those digits as we get prepared to sing Joy to the World. And all has come, and let us receive the King. Joy to the world, ladies and gentlemen. Bring your poetry in this room so we can make up some joy and joyful noise. And heaven and nature sing. The Savior has come.
The
fields that lay. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace. And wonders of his love. Thank you. come, let her perceive the King. Let her rejoice. Let heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Let it sing, let it sing over the mountaintops. Let it rain over the valley, and let it rain on the hilltops. Joy to the world. Our Savior is already here within you and I. We're not waiting for him to come. He's already come in you and I. So our joy to the world would mean joy to the boys and the girls that are here today. Sing joy to the world, because our Savior is already here. Thank you so much for joining us on this occasion, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Poetry Slam that's louder than a bomb. As soon as you can get in here, I'm sure you'll ruckus up some noise. Now, the first poetry I have on the list today, our chat rooms are open, and you're welcome, welcome, welcome. Why don't you lock in that dial at 646-478-0270 as the choir sings softly in the background. This is a different service. We're going to go straight through poetry, and that's why it's louder than a bomb. Nothing else is going to be able to get into this particular channel but music and poetry. Now, I like to recite a poem from one of my older books entitled The Journey of the Class Ages, and this is entitled This Music Inside of Me. This music inside of me can be purchased online. It's in The Journey of the Class Ages, According to Garth. You can go online and purchase that book if you like. But this piece is a special piece which leads and guides me in so many different ways. And it's a poem I think that will bless your heart. This music inside of me. This music inside of me, it has to sing. Come winter, come fall, or come spring. Melodies that are so sweet to the ear, they will come from afar just to hear. I'll sing a song on summer and add to it the beat of the finest drummers. With big drums and little drums and talking drums too, I'll create the music especially for you. With flutes and string instruments, I'll add the woodwinds and the percussions and accents that birds will come out to hear. This music that is so soothing to the ear. This music inside of me, you know, it just got to sing. This music inside of me, you just got to hear. This music inside of me has to sing. Come winter, come fall, or come spring, in the coolness of the halls, the breeze begins to call out to the children to return to the halls, while making vows that they will return and travel, to return to school with tan faces after they have returned from vacation in various places. This music inside of me, it comes winter, come fall, or come spring. This writer inside keeps telling me that there's music inside that has been forced and suppressed to hide. I'll sing of a new song on one winter's night, while the wind blows and the snowflakes strike a pose. And on every street corner you'll be able to hear this music inside of me that's so dear. This music inside of me, you just gotta hear. This music inside of me has to sing. Come winter, come fall, or come spring. On a spring day in the heat of the night, my voice will echo in the ghetto all during the night. And all during the light. While singing out, let the music inside of you heal others, for you were blessed with it by your mothers. Let the music inside of you sing. Come winter, or come fall, or come spring, let the music inside of you sing. The music inside of you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to do a poem from one of my latest books that is not on the bookshelf yet. It's entitled License to Preach. And I'd like to do that for you with your permission, if you don't mind, please. As the host, Omi Inka, I am the host here in the room. I am a poet. And from time to time, we shut our room down just to do poetry. And this is one of those occasions. If you didn't realize, we have been working on our redemption plan, and we blotted out this whole week to do Louder Than a Bomb because I promised the youth that I would bring it to them. Now, next week, we will not be here. We have taken ourselves off the record. We will be on sabbatical. That's right. So why don't you come on into the chat room? It's now open, and those digits are 646-478-0270. If you are customary to reading your erratic poetry, this is an adult night, and we are inviting adults to come in and read their poetry to their lovers, to their friends, and significant others. Now, Omi is working on a brand new book that is going to be dedicated to my significant other. And I will put a few erratic poetry there. Normally, I don't write erratic poetry, and you probably haven't heard too much of my stuff that is erratic. But I'm thinking about how I can put myself in a position to do that. And I've been writing a few bars and lines here and there. So let's get on with the show. We are in the Care to Read room, and we're reading poetry. Our chat room is open, and I do not see those co-hosts in there. It should be crowded about now, and it should be louder than a bomb. All right. If you can go with me on License to Preach, and this is the title of the new book that is coming out. Step right up and get your license to preach. I'm not talking about all those who claim that they can preach, but rather the ones who want to teach. They will need a license to preach. Step right up and get your license to preach. You will need a license to preach. Step right up and get your license to preach. Now, you go to school to get the golden rule, but you'll find out that you need many more tools. When you realize that the school only teaches from one book, then in the resources you want to take a look. Now, one of these books is called The Book of the Dead. That's right. Did you hear what I said? It's The Book of the Dead. You'll want to read Hosea and the Holy Tablets too. Hold up. I'm not finished talking to you. I'm not talking about those that claim that they can preach, but rather those that came to teach. They will need a license to preach. After you have labored over the word coming forth by day and night, you'll make up your mind to rather than switched to fight against the lies that have been told over the years that have weighed upon each of our souls. Now, Moses didn't really bring the Ten Commandments down, irregardless of what this might sound, irregardless of how this might sound. There were 42 negative confessions, and 142 were already here for him to view. Now, we have the Holy Tablets. I know that you will just have to have them. I'm not talking about those that claim that they can preach, but rather those that came to teach. They will need a license to preach. No more teaching from King James Version only, nor the Strong Concordian. I'm not reading the other books. In not reading the other books is where we went wrong. No more myths, fallacies, allegorical stories talking about how we're going to descend from life to glory. No more heaven in the sky waiting to die for the sweet pie in the sky. No more. We must capture these lies for years that we have been reprised from teaching and preaching the word without myths. I wonder what we would have done if no myth did exist. I'm not talking about those that claim that they can preach. I'm talking about those that came to teach. They will need a license to preach. Step right up and get your license to preach. Welcome to the chat room, guest number 166. Come on in this house and bring your poetry, or if you'd rather sit back and listen, enjoy the poetry. The next poem I have for you, original from yours truly, Omi. Your Omi's in the house, ladies and gentlemen, and she's bringing it down louder than a bomb. The next one is called Bad Lady, and this I dedicate to my friend, Erica Badu. Bad Lady, you ain't got nothing on me. I'm still carrying all these bags you see, even though I've obtained a 4-year college degree, and they tell me I've advanced to a 3-year mastery. Do you remember when they said education was the key? And that was all you and I needed to be free. I want you to know you're going to need more than just you. And this is not only my point of view. You hear it from quite a few. Probably so many you won't know what to do. Bag lady, you ain't got nothing on me. I'm still carrying all these bags, you see. How come it's got to be so rough for a college woman just to carry her stuff? How come educated ladies have to resort to being undignified? How come she has to lose her pride? How come others will vanguard what was rightfully hers from the start? Bag lady, you ain't got nothing on me. You ain't got nothing on me. I'm still carrying all these bags, you see. Bags of scars, sexism, classism, ageism, and racism holding us back as if we were in a prison. Why, they're nothing more than isms. Tell me why folks out there trying to make it so tough and even rough for us to carry our stuff. Standing on subways, boy, why it's never paid. And living out of bags, why you sure don't have it made. And you sure can't get paid. Why it costs you something that you and I cannot afford to lose. Our time, down here singing these low-down dirty blues. Our time. Badu, I hope that you will listen to this bulletin news and won't think that I'm just another chick down here singing these low-down dirty blues. Thank you so much, and welcome to the room, 166. And why don't you come on out and read the poetry if you're not scared. We want to invite all those impromptu speakers to the room, impromptu speakers where you can speak off the top of your head. We also want to invite all of those lyricists who are out there and they're writing love songs to their man. The next one's entitled Just Give Me Some More. And this one people have sought after, ladies and gentlemen. It's one of the favorites out there. I want to tell you that. Excuse me. When my money gets kind of funny, I don't want things to cost me too much money. When my money is low, child, I want to be able to go where I don't have to blow. If the things that I can simply let go, just give me some more. Just give me some more. Like having my fingernails manicured and my toenails painted. Why, this is living a good life, ain't it? Now, don't go getting me or taking me for some added just because I need to have my hair plaited. Periodically, I need to mend it. Sometime I need to extend it, and there are those times when I need to bund it and weave it, and would you believe it, I might even just take a notion just to leave it, to air dry that is, while I go and tend to my beers. Why, you better get you some, or just give me some more. Just give me some more. Just give me some more so I don't have to blow. It's for things that I can simply let go. And I ain't no junkie waiting for the next cookie fix. And you sure won't find me caught up in the mix. I'm certain that not waiting for the next turnkey scam. And you sure won't find me waiting for the next turnkey scam. Because where I go, they all recognize who I am. And folks, even sometimes occasionally call me ma'am. You see, they're familiar with who I am. They're calling me to basement bargains. Now, I'm not just talking jargon. I'm talking green light specials, baby, where my money moves rather slow, and I'm very careful of it not to blow. My money not to blow. It's for things that I can simply just let go until I can just get my hands on some more. Just give me some more. Just give me some more. You see, it's like letting my hair grow. Why, girl, I might even take a notion to wear an afro. Why, I want my money to be drawn to me like a magnetism. So you can just get up off your ism. I ain't no prejudice of no kind. Why, you all must think I'm lying. Just stick around and you'll find that I ain't the one to be calling blind. Why, I never stop trying until I get you on your knees crying, talking about be getting the Benjamins and the Franklins, too, if I didn't have them in my pocket. While I don't know just what I do, I guess I would just shop at the thrift store until I could just get my hands on some more money, that is. Now, why don't you just mind your own biz? Why, even I know the riches of the wicked are laid up for the just, so you can just move out the way so I can finish being blessed. Even though I have to sometimes shop secondhand, I know that it's really not the way the Creator had it planned. See, in my spirit, I am rich. And this is not just some high sales pitch. I'm thrifty and economical. Why my money, I never blow. Why my currencies, I like to move rather slow. Because to the bank, they must all go. Don't get me confused with some of those other hags, because watching price tags is my bag, like the one that carries those doggone bags. Only difference is that I check price tags. Erica Badu claims that they're carrying too much stuff. She has to sometimes realize that someone was going to make it rough or even tough just because she wanted to carry her stuff. And economical, she should go, so her money, she won't ever have to blow. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're still with us out there in the chat room. You can come in at any time and recite your poetry. This is Louder Than a Bomb. I want you to know it, ladies and gentlemen. We're bringing it to you. And this is another Pal Talk Friend poem that was written to all those Pal Talk lovers out there. And this is called Crazy Cam, to the guys that were always trying to cam and send pictures to me and ask me, can I cam you? And this is dedicated to those Pal Talk Friends. Crazy Cam, don't go PMing me saying you want to cam. Boy, you don't know who I really am. You don't know who I could really be. Asking if you can camera me. Why, just to add a face to a voice, is that really giving you any choice? Asking for a chance to lay eyeballs on who I am. Could this be another one of those foolish scams? I could be warmed over breakfast, or I could even be just another anorexic. I could even be fresh out of the bush. Just why are my looks you trying to push? Screens don't always reveal what's true when someone's trying to peep in a look at you. As a matter of fact, they were always obliged just to keep you coming back for more lies. Now, here's the real deal. When looking for how someone feels, ask questions like, how feel you, baby, or how do you do? Or maybe you'll get a chance to get a look or two, or maybe even a better view. An image on screen can hardly be seen, and it won't get you closer to the girl in your dream. Make sure that you pick up on this. Now, don't go adding me to your buddy list. I know only sooner or later you're going to be pissed after you realize you're going to be this. And no, I don't want to join your Pal Talk Friends just to listen to the latest scoop. I want you to leave me right where I am, and that is off of your crazy cam. Crazy cam. This was entitled Trap Like a Mouse. And come on in this house and recite your poetry and make it louder than a bomb, because Omi's carrying the house, and I'm calling on all those poets out there for the last time. Bring it on in and make it louder than a bomb. Trap like a mouse. Now, I want to get my workout on today, but first, this internet I must play. Email boxes up to the brim. It don't look like I'll be getting to the gym. Look at here. Default mail's been sent back again, and that lucky lotto swears that I win. I'm trapped like a mouse. Girls, I've got to get up out of this house. I'm really trapped like a mouse. Confirmation letter's been sent. I wonder where my email went. Website's now under construction. Hopefully I won't experience any more disruption, because let that chat room keep me up all night. Pal Talk Friends, you're just going to have to take a flight. They tell me that MSN is all brand new. I guess I'll drop by to get a view. Yahoo has been working overtime. Don't look like I'm going to get back on this line. Server's not responding again. Working offline is now the new trend. Trapped like a mouse. Ooh, girl, I've got to get up out of this house. I'm really trapped like a mouse. Junk mails, I'll have to read a few. Hotmail server, you can't even view. afraid those fools are going to try to cam, just trying to get a look at who I am. Open up these airways and unzip the file. Computer needs attention, and so does my child. I'm trapped like a mouse. Girl, I got to get up out of this house. I'm really trapped like a mouse. I want to change my email. Yes, I want to turn it around. Then I want to tell folks I moved out of town. This mouse is starting to stick again. I wonder, will I ever win? Screens have become blurred, and input has lost all my words. Ain't no virus getting through until I finish what I have to do, and that is to sit here and to talk to you until you recognize my point of view about this little thing they call the mouse and how it's got me trapped here in this house. I'm trapped like a mouse. Girl, I've got to get up out of this house. I'm really trapped like a mouse. Trapped like a mouse. Ladies and gentlemen, Trapped Like a Mouse was written while overseas, and most of these poems were inspired by the people that I associated with in the Pal Talk room, and I dedicated the majority of the new poems to them because they were so inspirational in keeping our poetry room alive and keeping it up and coming. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that poetry is something that you have to give away. And tonight is a gift that I give to you of the poetry that I put out there for you. And the main thing I want you to be is literate and be readers and reciters and to get involved with your books and read as much as you can. And that's why this book is titled, that's why this classroom is entitled Care to Read. Would you care to read with me? Listen if you don't have a poem, but care to read is very important. You need to read. And I'll read this next poem. Have you read the book? Have you read the books? The Metanectar, the Hosea today. Have you read every word that they have to say? From volume one to volume two, have you discovered the hidden treasures in which they hold for you? You must embrace the comedic teaching and not only preaching in the ways that we used to be. With respect and reverence from above, knowing that the greatest is love, you must learn to reject the prejudice in exchange for respect. In the comedic teaching it was brought, only seven personalities be taught. Have you read the books, the Metanectar, the Hosea today? Have you read every word that they have to say? Now let this mind of the comedic be within you, which was also in the Netter too. So no man will ever attempt to offend you. You must read line upon line and precept upon precept, not from one prophet nor from one preacher, but sit down and let the Netter be your teacher. Now from the age of the Sphinx, no matter what you heard or what you think, man must master his lower half by reaching back into his past. Other people have adopted our history while leaving us with only a mystery. After you've read all the books, there will be no need for you to look, because the answers will all be located there in the books. Now, may the circle never be unbroken, and may these very words that I've spoken be held as a token. And may the Netter be satisfied as she sets us aside to be sanctified. Ladies and gentlemen, Poetry Night is starting tonight. This is our first night of Louder Than a Bomb. And as I said, you are welcome to bring your poetry in here and slam it down and make it louder than a bomb. Bring your love songs and dedicate your love songs to the people you love. And bring it. Bring it louder than a bomb. And I'm looking for you to bring it the rest of this week, and we're going to keep this room open and keep it going. And I want you to understand that this is a time for you to start getting some understanding about why you're writing such lyrics. Now, if those of you are impromptu, I'd like for those impromptu people to come in, bring your poetry and make it louder than a bomb. This is the season and the reason for the season to bring in your poetry. Now, some of you might write controversial things like I do, a chief and not an Indian. Very controversial, I would say. Born of the Blackfoot Indian tribe, one of the real reasons why I still yet survive. To those with their opinions who wonder why I choose to be a chief instead of an Indian, for I'm tribal, you see. My destiny was soon to be foretold, in the prophecy to be unfolded of the leaders to come, and a real gift even to some, raised around a circle of the tree of life with the dream catcher used as a device. This is why I choose to be a chief instead of an Indian. It was a vision of a leader to come and a real gift even to some. With the child at the center as the family link, this was the tool used to keep a leader in sync, raised in a tribe of 18 with 18 chief and 10 Indian. If you are wondering where the 8 chief arrived, it should come as no surprise, for I'm the real leader of the pack with all of those 10 Indians who got my back. This is why I choose to be a chief instead of an Indian. It was a vision of a leader to come and a real gift to some. Why Mama made her transition when I was just 2. I tried to follow in her footsteps after her life was through by leading my people to the underground steeple. You see, one of the traits of a real chief is to take charge against those who would bar by consulting the oracles for spiritual instruction in order to avoid chaos and any further disruption. Like gods and goddesses, they do this. Like kings and kings, like kings and queens, they do it too. Like priests and priestesses, they all do it too. Cast lots to determine their spots. This is why I choose to be a chief instead of an Indian. It was a vision of a leader to come and a real gift even to some. You see, a real chief knows their place, so back up and get out of my space. Don't go acting like you're playing me for an Indian, acting like you're smoking on the peace pipe of indigo. I'm you out like a real chief. I aim to take back what was mine, you see. Oh, and if you're still wondering why I choose to be a chief instead of an Indian, just check out the history book. It's no real mystery. For over centuries, you have desecrated our land, forfeited God's plan for man, called us out of our name, left us feeling shame, then told America she was to blame, stole our language, forced us into anguish, attempted to render us mute. That's when we had to hit you with a suit, took us to a level of deprivation, which led for us to call for reparation. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for being a part of our session. And we want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Kwanzaa. And we also want you to know that you're welcome to come in this house and bring your poetry, but you got to make it louder than a bomb. Don't come in this house if it ain't louder than a bomb. We want you to bring it in and bring it. This has been a segment coming from Maddie Ruth's baby sister, who's all grown up now. And Maddie Ruth, we dedicate this session to you, louder than a bomb. Last year you did louder than a bomb with us, and this year you're not able to come and do it with us, but we want to do this on your behalf. And we say, sister, this is going to be louder than a bomb. As we go out with Silent Night, we try to make it a very, very loud night for you. Not just a silent night. All has come. Virgin and child, mother and child. But we were waiting for those who brought those poems that were louder than a bomb. We were waiting for those to come in this room and slam it. Bring it tomorrow. You got to bring it tomorrow and make it louder than a bomb. We've set aside this whole week for the youth to bring in their poetry and make it louder than a bomb. As we go out of here singing Silent Night, remember that somebody doesn't have a silent night tonight. Somebody doesn't have a place to sleep. Somebody doesn't even know where they're going to live tomorrow. Silent Night. Holy Night.